America Weekend.
We are talking to John Sullivan, known as Jack Sullivan, Esquire, lawyer, on taxing and tax authority and income and sales tax and things of that nature. Mr. Sullivan, should there be a flat tax in this country to make everything a little more simple?
That depends. That's what any lawyer will say.
He didn't want to hear that, Jack.
And I know that. Do you mean corporate, personal?
Everything.
Everything.
Income.
Because in this country, most of the taxes at the federal level are paid by people, individual people, not people the way Mr. Romney defined them, which that's a personage status. That's what a corporation has, its personage status.
Right.
So natural people pay most of the money. Corporations do as well, but we know that corporations with good tax planning, GE, et cetera, don't pay anything. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go down the flat tax road, it can be quite regressive if you think about it. Right. If there's one rate and I make $30,000 a year and it's a 10% tax, I pay $3,000. Right.
Right.
If I make $3 billion, those are much different numbers. Right. So $3,000 to pay for making $30,000.
I see your point.
Yeah, that puts them under the thumb, as my dad would say. When Warren Buffett, as we all know, is in favor of altering our tax system in a favorable way. When he pays his taxes, he's paying less than his secretary, and that is true, actually.
I remember reading that. Yeah.
So the flat tax sounds great. Now, if you want to do a striated or graduated flat tax, that goes against your point, though, because now you're already complicating it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's why that answer, it sounds great, but then when it's just put out in the light of day, I don't know if that's the answer. I wish it was, to be honest with you, as a citizen. As a tax professional, I'm out of work. But as a citizen, I agree with you. There's got to be a simpler way. And I do think the tax code at the corporate level has to be simplified. But now even the individual. When I first started doing this years ago, it wasn't that complicated to do an individual return. Even now for someone, whether they had insurance or not, the credit, you know, whether you get all these credits, the earned income credit, which now H&R Block, they sell these things like hotcakes. It's even complicated for someone making $20,000 a year. That tax return used to be a 1040 EZ, remember?
Yeah, I do.
You don't do those anymore, really, because you can get the earned income credit, and then that system has been gamed. The problem is now with the internet age, people can game the system in ways never anticipated. So it kind of cuts both ways.
Go ahead.
I wish I could say I was in favor of a flat tax. I think it could be a starting point, but you'd really have to work with it and then simplify it, but it cannot just be straight flat. I don't think that's a good way to handle it.
Does your organization, your law firm, handle these kind of tax issues on a day-to-day basis?
Day-to-day basis. I handle, being the boss, I handle people that have businesses $100,000 a year, and I have companies a few $1 billion a year. And generally, a lot of times, the problems are similar. It's just the zeros on the tax return, to be honest with you. If you have a client that sells widgets, and they make $1 million a year, but they're in 40 states, it's the same thing as a company that sells $1 billion of those same widgets, because the rules are kind of all applied the same. Now, mind you, it gets more complicated when you get into international tax issues and things like that, which I have international lawyers I use. But domestically, I handle everything under the sun. Federal payroll taxes, sales taxes, income taxes. I do a lot with phone companies. That's a very complicated area of the law that you could talk about for hours. You've seen your phone bill, right?
I see so many things on it that I don't
I don't understand my phone bill.
Yeah, that's a big part of what I do, too. And sales taxes are different in every state. So it's a really, unfortunately, complicated area.
Let me ask very, very quickly. Any quick advice to our listeners?
Well, I will say this. The computers never shut off anymore. In New York, in Sacramento, in Washington, the things that you used to be able to do years ago, if you read between the lines, You should be more forthright, because they send audits to everybody now. They send notices everywhere. I see clients, $50,000 getting audited. The states are much more aggressive. The federal government's much more aggressive. The federal government's reasonable, believe it or not. The state is not. When your state comes calling, they're there for life. And they don't follow the same protocol. So what I suggest, be honest. Don't be too aggressive anymore. It will not pay off for you. Mm-hmm. You can be aggressive to a point, but don't, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. And they get slaughtered a lot now.
That's
really
good
do.
Sound advice, is it not?
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
There was one guy, I think he was a rock star, might have been Elvis Presley, who said, I don't mind paying taxes. I'm going to pay exactly what I need to. I don't want the issue.
That's exactly what I suggest to my clients.
Yeah.
And then clients come in, they want to get more creative. I'm like, we can be creative. And other clients, they want to be purely conservative. And I think that's a better approach in this day and age. But you can be conservative and still plan all above board and minimize your taxes. That's all fine. Tax planning is legal.
Key is honesty. If you get greedy, you're going to get in trouble.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Jack, how do people get in touch with you?
I'm sure. My website is www.thesullivanlaw.com. And jsullivan@thesullivanlaw.com. Best way to reach me.
Got it.
And I like it. And we're going to get you back.
Great.
As you can see, this is the topic. I get on, and it's all Rollins' fault.
Thanks.
This is the topic I get off on. It's like a launch pad for me. Pay only what you should. I think that would be a reasonable assessment. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
No less an authority than Thomas Jefferson said, "Never put off until tomorrow what you can do today." With all due respect, he was wrong. Sometimes it pays to procrastinate.
Here's an example. You may defer a conversation when you need to remove emotion. You're upset about something somebody said or did. It could be your boss or coworker, your friend or family member. Doesn't matter. You want to fire back.
But in the heat of the moment, you may say the wrong thing. Or you may say the right thing in the wrong way.
How can you prevent this? Procrastinate. Get away for a while. Take a break. Calm down.
Think through your response so you can have a conversation, not a confrontation. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. French wineries are now warning wine connoisseurs to buy up bottles of Red Bordeaux, Moselle Riesling, Rioja, Chianti, and Barossa Shiraz while they still can. Discovery Science reports that global warming's already been harsh on the delicate wine grape, which grows in a narrow regional band around the world. With temperature rise and extreme weather patterns now visiting vineyards, the classic French wine-growing tradition is drying up. There are 4 ingredients that come together to produce great wine: weather, soil, region, and the variety of grape, which gives each wine a flavor peculiar to where the grapes were actually grown. Therefore, Merlot grown in Bordeaux won't taste like a Merlot grown in California. But some vines are now being transferred to England because of its warmer weather. But if France gets warmer, it'll be reduced to a raisin industry. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.